Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
It is 646, and Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better health care, starts here. Hope you had a nice weekend, Doc.
I did have a nice weekend. It's amazing that the weather was better in North Carolina than it was here, but it was very nice.
You're doing a lot of traveling, man.
A lot.
Yeah, but you're having a good time.
Yeah, having a great time.
As long as you're having a good time.
Yeah.
You could check in occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. I could.
All right, listen, whenever anyone of consequence passes from a medical condition, it's important that we talk about it because it brings special attention to it. But I don't know, is this glioblastoma, first off, why is it so severe? Why is it so tough to deal with? And that is, correct, what killed John McCain.
Yeah, it's interesting, Steve. You know, last week we talked about Aretha Franklin and pancreatic cancer, and I kind of put pancreatic cancer in the same boat as GBM. Not that the cancers are similar, but there's very few cases. We have no good screening, and by the time the symptoms cause, or by the time we see symptoms, the disease is often beyond a point where we can treat effectively and efficiently.
So the cancer itself shows up as a regular tumor and then it grows, or I mean, you know, explain it in layman's terms for someone like me.
Yeah, so you start out with, we have what we call glia cells in our brain, and they start multiplying more than they should, and they form a tumor. That tumor is going to put pressure onto some portion of your brain. It may cause you to have a seizure, it may cause you to have blurred vision, it may cause you to have cognitive things, it may cause you to have personality changes. Depending on where that tumor is in your brain is what the symptoms we're going to see. So you can see how we can't just say, well, let's look for this symptom. If we have somebody that has a headache that's over their eye, there's a good chance that's a GBM. No, the symptoms are all over the board. So that by the time we do get the symptoms and start the workup, we look, and sure enough, there's that the tumor is in the brain.
Does it have anything to do with where it is in the brain? Not the effects of it. Obviously, that is a piece of it. But do glioblastomas end up in this area more than that?
No. And that's the weird part about it. You know, where it ends up in the brain is very important, obviously, because the first step is going in and surgically remove. But we have glial cells all over. And the bad thing is now by the time they see that, these little buggers, these little glial cells, have already started to spread to areas that we can't even identify when we do an MRI.
Now, this is 9 years to the day, Saturday, that Ted Kennedy died of the same condition, right?
Yeah. So you can see the frustration in the medical field. And I take the medical field, but I also say there's a sense of frustration with patients as well. Anybody who has had a GBM or has had a family member, a loved one who's had a GBM, and they know what they've gone through, it is extremely frustrating to say, why can't we do better with this cancer? Why not?
And 13,000 Americans a year are diagnosed. That is a small number in the world of cancer, isn't it?
Correct. It's a very small number, and that's the problem. When we have these cancers that are small but extremely deadly, you often don't get the attention that a colon cancer does or a breast cancer. So you don't see, you know, the Susan Komen, you know, 3-day walk where lots of money is being raised.
Right.
So you aren't seeing the attention for these smaller cancers that are much more deadly and no screening, so that the research dollars aren't there. So this is one of those where if you love Senator McCain, which many did, you know, think about donating to GBM, you know, and allowing them to start to do more research.
There are doctors, obviously, that focus on this specific research. Does it help the research dollars when famous people are killed by this?
Yeah, you know, I guess whether it's unfortunate or fortunate, yes, it does. Anytime we have that awareness, it kind of brings people up in doing what we're doing right now and taking an opportunity to talk about it and talk about what happens and how it actually works, allows people to understand a little bit more the frustration that the researchers have to a point where they say, you know what, we do need to make something different. Because these are cancers that attack people, both pancreatic and GBM, attack people for no reason, mainly based on age, and there's not a lot we can do. So we need to be able to figure this out. We have very smart researchers, and you know, they are doing some pretty cool things. But when you look at this, the brain is something obviously you're going to need to function. And when we have a tumor that hits this hard and is this aggressive, we need to be able to figure out how to treat it more aggressively.
Now, this all sounds like a very negative conversation, fact-based, obviously, but negative about outcomes. In fact, there is a little bit of reason for hope, right? Because there's some vaccination progress.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. When we think of vaccinations, you know, we always think about, oh, we're coming up to flu season, so I'm going to get a vaccine to protect me from getting the flu. This is not that type of vaccine. There's no vaccine that's going to protect you from getting GBM. But what happens now is we make a vaccine based on the tumor. So it's interesting. We go in, we take a portion of the tumor. We take as much of the tumor out as we can. That tumor, those tumor cells are then mixed with our own white blood cells, and we teach those white blood cells, this is foreign. Go find it and kill it. And we inject it back into the individual, and then now the immune system turns on and says, okay, instead of looking for influenza virus, what I'm looking for is the GBM cancer cells, and I'm going to go and attack them.
It seems so logical, again, from a layman's perspective, but I suppose if you come to me and say, we're going to pump cancer cells back into your body to kill the cancer cells that are there, I might ask for a new doctor.
Yeah. Well, what we're actually doing is we're putting the white blood cells back in after we've taught them to look for this.
I got it. Okay.
So it's the same concept for vaccines, right? We give them a little portion of the virus to say, this is bad, go find it or stop it from coming. It's the same thing we're doing here. And that's so important in brain cancer, and especially in this brain cancer, because the surgeon will go in and they'll say, I did a 99.9% resection. I got the entire tumor that I could see. But it's that 1% or 0.1% of those cells that have now seeded and have moved other places in the brain that are going to multiply, and you're going to have a recurrence.
You got an extra minute for me after the break?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hold on. Dr. Kevin Most is with us, and Dr. Most is always sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Dr. Kevin Most is with us. 312-981-7200 is the number. A couple of listener questions, Doc. The aspirin, when you suspect someone is having a stroke, is that an appropriate thing to do?
Yeah, it probably is. You know, strokes we've talked about in the past, there's two different kinds of strokes. One is caused by a blood clot, and one is caused by bleeding. The vast majority of them are caused by blood clots. So aspirin can sometimes slow that. It would be nice to know to make sure that it's not a bleed, but aspirin is something that could definitely help.
And as far as going back to school time, everybody's getting their sports physicals, everybody's doing their fall kid thing. What should the rest of us be doing?
Yeah, you know, if we always do that, we take care of our kids so well, you know, it's like, okay, let's all make sure we check in. You know, we've talked before, I think everyone should have an adult checklist as well.
Yep.
To say, have you had your colon cancer screening? Have you had your cholesterol checked? Do you know what your blood pressure is? All those things that we can do for ourselves to make sure that we stay healthy. Take the opportunity now, too, while the kids are back at school, to go out and exercise. Do some things that you say, I can't do that because I had to drive Timmy here, I had to go do this. Now you should have some additional time for yourself and start to look at some things that you can do for yourself from a wellness point of view.
And as you go through the week, what's the number one agenda item on your medical checklist?
You know, for me right now, it is more about what can I do about making myself feel better. I've just taken on another additional role here. And you have to start looking at work-life balance and try to figure out if you're going to do additional stuff at work, which we all do, every time someone's boss comes and says, I'd like you to do this now, make sure that you have some time for yourself. Whether it's getting out and playing golf in the afternoon or going for a walk or just relaxing, you need to have that work-life balance, because as we increase stress, bad things happen not only to our body, but to our psychology and to the way we interact with other people.
Yeah, you got to get away one way or another. Thank you, my friend. As always, we'll post those notes that you are so good to send to us along with the podcast. The podcast goes up in just a matter of minutes wherever you get podcasts, at WGNradio.com for starters, and all the other podcast places. You know the podcast places. And Dr. Kevin Most, thank you as always.
Hey, yeah, and glioblastomafoundation.org if anybody's interested in you know, making a donation under Senator McCain's name, I'm sure that that would be appreciated.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. Glioblastoma, and it sounds ridiculous to say this, but spelled just like it sounds, glioblastomafoundation.org.
You got it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better healthcare starts here.